Today, Coach on with us to talk about everything that happened last night. If they've heard from the Big 12 about the travel from Sfi, we'll play it for you in just a few minutes later on this segment here in hour two of the show. Let me throw this out there just real quick because I heard Grant mentioning it in the update there. Manhattan High boys and girls won last night. Congratulations for getting the wins over Topeka High. The real hero last night was not Sfi. It was Tommy Eckert, who hit a game-tying three for the Manhattan High boys with 3 seconds left in regulation, forced overtime, and they wound up winning in OT.
And he didn't have to travel to get the glory.
I can confirm I was right there. Courtside, he did not travel. There was zero traveling at all, just a splash, man. Nothing but net on a very deep three. So congrats to the Indians. It was a lot of fun being there at the MHS gym last night. My favorite take that I saw from anybody in the aftermath of K-State KU and Travelgate actually comes from our friend Andrew Hammond, who does some work for AP, a bunch of different places, covers a lot of the games. Andrew said, the game's ending has brought out the insecurities in both fan bases. And I was like, you know what? That is the most perfect take I think I've heard of what happened here. You've got the Kansas fans being very defensive about the officiating in Allen Fieldhouse because I think 9 fan bases in the conference that have to go there game in and game out. You could probably lump Nebraska, A&M, and Colorado, and Mizzou, obviously, in there,
Mizzou,
too.
Mizzou, certainly, yes.
They'll be on board with this as well. All those different fan bases, I think, realize that, well, most home teams get calls. It's amped up a little bit in Allen Fieldhouse. And some Kansas fans were even just sheepishly admitting all of that. But you did have your certain fair share of a lot of them being very defensive about it last night. Well, at the same time, K-State fans kind of going along the same lines I talked about earlier, just such a burning hatred for Kansas that the insecurity with that just gets amplified tenfold when they legitimately do get screwed there at the end of a game. It was both sides of that just coming to fruition in such a giant ball of fire all over social media. That was an incredible hour of Twitter last night after the game.
Incredible is one word to describe it. I kind of hated it. Actually, I didn't just kind of hate it. I totally hated it. I went into that game totally prepared because I was really starting to feel tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. I was very prepared to, with 10 minutes left, go to sleep. And we get to about halftime, and I'm like, well, K-State's still kind of in this thing. I guess I'll start to get a little bit more emotionally invested in it. And then by the end of the game, as you can imagine what I'm like at the end of the game, and you have to deal with the with everything that's happening on Twitter. It really was the melting pot or the perfect storm of both of the fan bases defending each other from the one thing that kind of gets under their skin more than anything else.
It was you have that gasoline there all the time, I think, with both fan bases. Like, that's always going to be there on the surface, some gas. That Sfi travel was just taking a match and throwing it right on top of it. And it's splintered off into both sides. Hot takes in both directions.
Count me as one of the few people who is not looking forward to the rematch.
Really?
I'm not. No.
Why not?
No, because I think K-State played its best game. I don't think K-State wins that game at Bramlage Coliseum, whether the refs are calling it fairly or not. And it's just going to make it even worse that you didn't take advantage of your opportunity in this one. Because the officiating aside, K-State had its chances. Certainly not going to take that away from him. Could have made that shot from Dean Wade at the end. Wasn't able to get it to go down.
Well, this is where we differ in the way that we view things and look at things, because I was looking at it from a standpoint of, we do a radio show. The build-up is going to be fun. That makes that game more entertaining in and of itself until things actually tip off. Regardless of what happens once things actually tip off, the build-up just became a lot more fun.
It is on
that's
a Monday.
The way I view it.
It's on a Monday night.
Big
so.
Monday. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I am definitely looking forward to it. Because of scheduling reasons, we had Chris Lowry on with us in our first segment of the show. So if you missed that right off the bat, K-State associate head coach was with us. Really wanted to see how much things have changed, you know, from the coaching staff perspective here in the last 18 hours or so from the immediate aftermath, when I think, by the way, Bruce Weber and company handled themselves very, very well. Here's Chris Lowry, K-State associate head coach, on where things sit with him now after having some time to think about it.
I mean, we're pretty emotionless now. I mean, it's over with. And if you'd have asked me that question at midnight, I don't know what I would have probably said the right thing. So, you know, it's one of those deals where as a fan, the game is so fun to be a part of, and it's, you know, both sides get to pick fun at each other while it's going on, and when it comes down to who has that last ball, you know, and then they did, you know, and they won, it was just a tough, tough way to end it.
What was – I'll start with your initial reaction to seeing the play happen live.
I mean, it was what it was. We saw it. Everybody saw what it was. And, you know, it's like, did that just happen? You know, that I think that was our initial reaction, was like, and all the commotion, we're thinking that it's getting wiped off and we're going to go to overtime. So, you know, that was what our approach was. But then when it didn't happen, then it just at that time, it's, you know, you have a defeatist attitude. You're just like, what do we got to do? But when it comes down to it, you know, you got to give our guys credit. They play with so much heart, and we played the right way. The only thing, you know, we talked about is the game was too fast. It was too high, 90 to 80. And, you know, we didn't want to play that fast, but the good thing about it is that we proved that we can play that way as well as we can play the way we do when we try to control the tempo.
Coach, how would you describe what the attitude was like from your players in the locker room immediately after the game, and also what the message was from Coach Weber to the players?
It's a feeling that when you play your last high school game, you're in there crying, and it's like, man, and then all of a sudden you realize, okay, I got some other games to play. And, you know, at first they were upset and they were frustrated. You know, we wanted to blame things, but we quickly changed the mindset. Today, it's about Oklahoma now. You can't worry about what just happened. You guys played well. You put on a show in front of a national audience. People got to respect you now. The only thing that didn't happen is when the final buzzer went off, we weren't on top. We had L. So you got to win your home games, and Coach Weber did a great job of quickly changing the focus from what had just happened to what was in front of us in the next game, and that's Oklahoma.
Chris Lowry, K-State Associate Head Coach, talking with us here on the game after the heartbreaking loss last night to Kansas. Do you guys take this and ask the Big 12 for any kind of clarification, expectation, or explanation, I mean, after something like that happens?
That's not up to us. I think that's up to the athletic director and coach. You know, if I'm in the Big 12, if I'm in that office, I'm asking for an explanation, because that high of a caliber of game, there needs to be an explanation. So, but, you know, we didn't even focus on that, and that's not for us to even talk about, you know, because at this point we don't even care. We lost the game.
So just for clarification, you guys haven't heard anything?
No, we haven't.
What is the most important part about, or the most difficult part, maybe I should say, about overlooking this loss and moving on to the Oklahoma game in terms of your players? I mean, how difficult is it for them to mentally move on from this?
I think they're fine. You know, I watched film with them today, and we said a lot of jokes, and we made fun of each other, you know, all in the film, and what we need to do, and when it was time to be serious and understand what needed to be done that we didn't do, they talked about it. And I think you can get so caught up sometimes as a coach and telling them what they should have done that you got to listen to them. And, you know, that's all I did. I talked about the good things, and when bad things happened, I asked them what needed to be done. And, you know, they were able to say it. So that's even more important for us moving forward, knowing the mistakes we made in certain parts of the game can be corrected, because they know what to do.
All right, there is part of our interview with Chris Lowry from earlier. If you still want to hear the rest of it, it'll be on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, in the On Demand tab. As soon as we are done and off the air at 6 o'clock, we will get you some You Can't Be Serious before we're done to break up what's been an entire show about last night. But, man, this is one of those days that you come in and you're excited to do the show because there is so much to cover, so much to talk about. When we return, I'm going to take a final stab here at the best of social media, the aftermath of Svee's Travelgate, including the one that I think by far was the funniest thing I saw on Twitter. Plus, what has to happen now? Where do you go from here? That's coming up on the game.